Everybody, Andy here again. Well, today is Monday, the 28th of November, 2011. And if you think back to the same date last year, the weather was completely different to what it is today, or has been over the past few days. This time last year, we were starting to feel the grips of like an icy blast of weather, and up in to the north of the country, the northeast of England and Scotland, they were in the thick of snow and snow drifts and people being cut off and that type of thing. And it was literally only a couple of days before we were going to be subjected to the same thing here, and we had, you know, a foot or so of snow in this particular area over quite a long period of time, especially for the way that things are here. And then we started getting all the transport disruption, everything, as they had had elsewhere, but it certainly hit home down here in the southeast, and everything literally came to a grinding halt. I remember what it was like outside, and yesterday, thinking about this, I actually went and had a look at some old videos that I made, some blog posts and even audio boos that I made at that time, checking the dates, thinking, could that really have been now? It was okay, it was a couple of days in the future. But yesterday, it brought it home. My wife went to like a nativity type at first day of Advent church service, and remembers coming out of that service at the equivalent time last year when it was actually freezing cold and there was snow around. Not a lot, but there was snow on the ground. Yesterday, the temperature was in the teens. That's Celsius, by the way, not Fahrenheit. People are walking around with relatively little clothing on. You know, you can wander and you don't, it's one of those annoying times, you just don't know what to wear. You're expecting it to be cold. It might even look fairly cold. Yesterday it was absolutely brilliant, bright blue sky out there, and absolutely perfect, supposedly, winter's day, but it was quite warm. Yes, in the evenings it starts to get a bit colder. But it's confusing. It's confusing for everybody. It's beautiful, as we did yesterday, to drive up to my father-in-law's house and look, and it really brings it home to you. Look at it, and you look outside, the grass is still green, there's still leaves on the trees, there's flowers coming out in certain places. Someone told me yesterday about blossoms starting to appear on certain trees. Obviously, all these things either should have died off, or this should be happening in the spring of next year, and it sort of brings it home to you. I think I mentioned in an audio bill or some sort of post the other week about how Christmas is literally a month away, or under a month away. I know we can start talking about it now, I think. But it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel Christmassy. You see people with Christmas decorations out. We've got skating rinks springing up in Hastings here, and in other towns as well. And people probably skating in T-shirts and things like that, rather than last year when it felt right. Christmas doesn't feel right if it's cold. If it's sort of warm. We've had, over the past few years, we've had times where it's been warm and damp and miserable, and it just doesn't feel like winter. I'd like the seasons to be a bit more distinct. I mean, I like the weather as it is. If it's going to be cold, at least let's have it nice and sunny with it. But it doesn't bring that sort of festive spirit, I don't think. But it also confuses, as I said, it confuses the wildlife and starts you making you wonder what's going to happen. Yes, we may well get that cold snap later on. We keep being promised snow. The long-range weather forecast, or certain tabloid newspapers, start screaming headlines. Oh, icy blast coming by the end of the month or something. It doesn't materialise. Whether it will happen, I don't know. We've never really, especially in this part of the country, suffered that much. And that's the reason when it does happen, as it did happen last year, in literally the next few days, the equivalent time, we came to that grinding halt and there was a foot of snow and all that. Yes, I know it doesn't sound much for those of you who live in Scandinavia or Canada or Northern America and some of those places. I know you get far more snow than that, but we're not prepared for it. But I think some people are sort of waiting for it this year because it is nice. Well, I remember last year, say, looking back at those posts that I did, and there was a bit of excitement. Yes, there became a bit of boredom towards the end of it when the slush starts to appear, or when the food, the newspapers, the post, etc. isn't getting through because people can't get around. I remember what it was like outside my house. We literally couldn't get out because of the thick ice on the pavements or on the road for quite a few days. But it was a different time. But I think the point of this is, what a difference a year can make. Last year, we were freezing. We were running around in thick coats, etc. This year, I'm literally sitting here now in a T-shirt, and there's no heating on in the house. It does make you wonder what's happening with our weather, with our climate. Two different things, I know. But it's one of those perennial topics, isn't it? Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.